F.H.E. From the Lives of the Church Presidents, Howard W. Hunter Learns to Work. As a child in Boise, Idaho, Howard W. Hunter learned to be a dependable worker. He fed the family chickens and cleaned the coops and roosts. He chopped kindling and hauled coal. He weeded the garden, picked vegetables, and helped to bottle them. He cut grass and brought milk home from the dairy. He also worked at an uncle's ranch. Because of young Howard's dependability, many people were eager to hire him. From grade school through high school, he earned money at an amazing variety of after-school and summertime jobs. He always did his best, and his employers never had cause to complain. To name just a few of his jobs, he was a telegraph delivery boy, a golf caddy, a soda fountain worker, a bellboy, elevator operator, porter, and janitor in a hotel, musician. He played the marimba, drums, saxophone, clarinet, trumpet, piano, and violin in professional bands. His own group, Hunter's Crooners, performed at dances and even toured the Orient as the official band of a cruise ship. Howard W. Hunter went on to work at many other jobs, including dockhand, shoe salesman, and banker. He eventually attended law school and became a successful attorney. Thanks to the honesty and work habits he developed as a child, Howard W. Hunter could always be depended on to do a job right. He brought even greater commitment and devotion to his church callings. If you'd like to learn more about President Hunter, do the President Howard W. Hunter crossword in this issue. End of section from the Lives of the Church Presidents. Trying to be like